Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think the pros of it is more pros to the team, you know what I'm saying? It gives the team more outlets, you know what I'm saying? You can have more success that way instead of, you know, putting all your success, you know what I'm saying, on one player. And
yeah, I think all of the guys in our room, like all of us are always ready to go, so I think, you know, losing KV, I think, you know, there won't be a lot of drop-off. Like, we'll all be able to step up and fill, you know, the shoes that he has. So we'll obviously miss him, but we'll be able to step up for sure.
Yeah, like I kind of said before, it's all stuff before the snap even happens, you know. Just making sure we're on the same page. That includes all five of us, myself included. You know, I wish I had some plays. I'd go back and change. But, you know, coming off a big week off Buffalo rushing and then ran it how we did versus Cleveland, you know, it wasn't up to our standard.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, you know, make big plays. You know, you look at the first game, you know, just about every run was sprung off a block, you know, behind me. So, you know, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out.
That's Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end. Open locker room yesterday after one winning drive as the Ravens are starting to get ready for the Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions back on the practice field today. Cordell Woodland actually asked that question, and we had Cordell on yesterday, mm-hmm. and we've talked about it this week, me, you, and Nolan, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan with Nolan McGraw. It's a total request Thursday. You know, Mark Andrews off to a slow start. Tight ends off to a slow start. For instance, Charlie Kohler doesn't even have a target yet, but, you know, likely he's working his way back, hopefully soon. Ricard, who helps in that blocking aspect, he hasn't played, doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. But Andrews, you heard him say, I don't think it's a slow start because I'm helping in other areas and not necessarily known, Vinny, as a run blocker or someone that opens holes. He says I'm creating some sort of a positivity offensively, but Mark Andrews makes the paycheck based on catching passes, getting separation, and finishing in the red zone. And through 2 weeks, it's been a pretty start to the season for him. Target share is limited. Had the one pass knocked out of his hands by Delpit. I mean, we can revisit whether or not it should have been a TD, but it wasn't. But Mark Andrews finding some positivity in what has been a slow pass catch beginning to 25.
And then the one that almost got intercepted, Bob, in the end zone, I believe that was to Andrews, too. Wasn't a great throw by Lamar, but... Yeah, he's got a chance Monday night, Bob. Got a chance because Campbell and Anzalone, they run straight line good, you know, and they'll play some cover too. So he's going to have some opportunities in this game. I totally believe that he may have 3+ catches in this game.
He has 4 targets through 2 games.
He may have more targets in this game, Bob, than that he's had all season. Let me see if Likely's playing first, though. Because Likely maybe we'll see on the injury report today.
Today,
because
yeah.
Likely said yesterday that he's going to be back sooner than later, I think is what he said.
2 catches for 7 yards.
Yeah, it's not him. You know, I mean, because usually he catches some down the field. He's good in zone coverage. Good in zone coverage. Good on the crossing routes. You know, he's not what he used to be, Bob. You know, like man coverage stuff gives him some issues because he's got the way he's got to get open in man. I mean, I remember watching one-on-ones at training camp and the safeties were covering him and likely comes out, sticks the guy and then sprints away from him. And then he gets open. Andrews comes out, you know, and beats the guy up and like pushes off of him to get open. And that's the difference in the two. Andrews can't get open. You know, Andrews can't separate unless physically he separates from the guy.
And I'm not trying to make excuses for Mark Andrews or Rashad Bateman, who we heard from in the open there. Just talking about, you know, pick your poison offense. Sometimes you eat, sometimes you don't. Zay Flowers eating a lot in the passing game. But Lamar's only thrown the ball 48 times in the first two games.
Yeah. Yep. And with Bate, he could have had another catch. And if Lamar hits him on that slant route, that may be a big one, you know, in the game. So it was it's kind of where they're at. And you know what? In this game, Bob, watching the film, if they run good routes in this game, they're going to get open. And he's going to have time to throw the football. He had a pretty good game because I was watching 2 years ago. Just watching like in the first quarter, he had a couple nice catches and a couple long catches, you know.
2 years ago.
2 years ago,
when the Ravens just blew him right out of M&T Bank Stadium. The Lions, that is. And Vinny's film breakdown of the Lions. We got two segments coming up there with the offense and, the defense. Also heard from Roger Rosengarten talking about communication issues maybe pre-snap on the offensive line. Maybe that's why some of these guys have had some issues here. And Rosengarten hadn't been poor, hadn't been stellar.
No.
But the guards certainly have struggled. And, you know, Ronnie Stanley had his issues last week because Myles Garrett kind of does that to a lot of people.
I think last week they all had issues. You know, I mean, it was – that's kind of – nobody else will have the talent, you know, that's going to cause the Ravens that kind of problems. Nobody will because they don't have, you know, you got Garrett, you got Mason Graham, a first-round pick, and their defensive scheme is up the field, and their defensive scheme was we're putting more guys in the box that you can handle, so they're penetrating in the backfield all the time. So my guess is against Cleveland, pre-snap, making the calls – it was probably difficult because they don't know who's coming, who's not coming, and everything else. So that one totally challenged them. So it was a game that they would probably all like to forget.
And we also heard from Tavius Robinson with Kyle Van Noy out, at least for this game. Week to week is the designation, and we'll get the injury report later in the day, as Vinny said. But more opportunities for him because he's a yeoman's worker.
Yes.
I mean, whatever problems the Ravens have on defense, he isn't one of them, Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, because he's not looked at as he's going to, you know, win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot one-on-one, rushing a passer. You know, I mean, that's not – he's going to get it by effort and hustle just like he did with the fumble. But, Bob, one of my keys for the game is they got to win. Pass rushers, you got to win one-on-one. You got to – you know, they got to bring it. They got to bring it because they haven't been. And they're going to have opportunity. You know who's going to probably win more than any of them? Matabike. He's the one, Bob, that in the second series 2 years ago, bam, he gets pressure right up the middle and sacks golf. You know, so and we'll talk about the film. Their O-line is not great. So, I mean, Matabike and Travis Jones are going to have opportunities, and I would line people. Well, I'll get into it with the film.
Yeah, Ravens-Lions, Monday Night Football, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 4.5-point favorites in that one. You want to get in with your early predictions, concerns. Forced that game, again, 2 years ago, Ravens blew them out. Both teams went to the championship game that year. Last year, both teams fell short of the championship game, losing in the divisional round. Detroit's 1-1, Baltimore's 1-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.